Hey everyone, Mario Pereca here, and welcome to 10 Minute Mindset. We have a very special guest here with us today. Adam Lamb is here, and Adam is an entrepreneur that specializes in business development from supplement brands to healthcare clinics. He's the founder and manager of Renew Life RX, which is a hormone optimization clinic, and he's also the author of the book Better Than the Binge. He uses that as a platform to coach men and women through his unique process of removing alcohol from their life to experience new breakthroughs. And Adam is a guy that when we first started chatting, we just hit it off right away, so I couldn't wait to get him on 10 Minute Mindset so that we could record together. He has he's a busy achiever. When you say busy professional, he is that. He is super busy. He packs so much into the day, but he's got such a great way of keeping things in balance. He has this great way of giving himself permission to enjoy the things in life that mean the most to him and to experience life in a really cool way, but at the same time, keeping things so that he gets done what needs to be done. So he gets rid of the guilt, experiences life in his own way, but also gets a ton done. So I can't wait to bring Adam on the line to talk more about that. But before we do, we're going to do our daily Geo method, because Geo is a way in which we journal / meditate to set clear outcomes, to put intention and action behind those outcomes, and to do it all from a state of gratitude. And Geo is, of course, GIO. I like to work it back to front, so I always start with the O, and the O is outcome. First and foremost, you have to identify what that outcome is that you want to achieve. And that outcome really needs to be two things. It needs to be clear, and it needs to be compelling. When I say clear, I mean specific. So what specifically is it that you want to achieve? And the way I do this is I have what I call an outcome journal. It's a notebook where all I write in are my outcomes. I have my outcome distilled down into one powerful statement, and I write it, read it, and say it first thing every morning, just so there's absolutely no confusion between my conscious and unconscious mind of what we're trying to achieve that day. And I call this statement a living, breathing, organic statement. What I mean by that is I write down and identify what it is that I want to achieve, and then I go out into the world and I take action on this. And as I take action, I notice what I call that feedback from the universe. I make little distinctions. I notice the opportunities. I see what's happening around me. And then when I come back to reiterate that statement the following day, I take all of that into account and I allow that to allow that statement to evolve. Because as it evolves, it becomes more clear. And as it becomes more clear, I can more vividly visualize what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like, what it's going to be like to attract and experience that outcome into my life. And as that happens, it becomes more compelling by default. And that emotion that occurs from that is super vital, because a thought in and of itself has very little creative power, but a thought backed with emotion becomes infinitely powerful. And a thought backed with emotion is what we call a desire. And when there is a strong enough desire, it leads to action. And what I really mean by action is intention, which is the I of Geo, meaning now that you know what you want and why you want it, what do you intend to do about it? And I like to set three intentions every single day. And I always start with that outcome. I always start with that end in mind, just like what we talked about. And from that outcome, I craft three action items that I intend to do today. That's where the word intention comes from, that I believe will help me attract that outcome into my life. And those three things are very specific, and they are: number one, what's one thing I can do right now within the hour? Because right now, my attention, energy, and focus are squarely on my outcome. I have no outside interference. As soon as I step foot outside that door and start my day, all bets are off. Life comes at us. It happens to all of us. And things that we don't foresee, they will occur and they will pop up. And when they do, our focus, our attention, and our energy has to go in many different directions. But right now, first thing in the morning, your full energy, attention, and focus is on that outcome. You have the power. So what's one thing you can do right now to create that feeling of achievement first thing in the morning and to harness that power and build momentum towards that outcome? Number two, what's one thing I can do within the 24 hours of today so that by the end of today, I've accomplished at least two outcome-focused action items? And if you just do those two things, but you do them consistently, over the course of time, those results will begin to compound and you'll begin to build massive amounts of progress towards your outcome. And finally, the third thing is, what's one thing that I put a little bit of time, effort, and attention into each day? Maybe it's a longer scope project. Maybe it's something I collaborate with others on. But what this really does is it keeps that outcome in the back of my unconscious mind at all times, so that no matter what I'm doing, when an opportunity pops up or something that could be an opportunity pops up, I will recognize it and I will take action on it. It's not that some people have more opportunities than others. Opportunities are abundant. They're all around us. They're everywhere. The question is, how clear are you on what you want? The clearer you are, the more of those opportunities you'll be able to recognize, and then the more compelled you'll also be to take action on them and leverage them to build towards the outcome that you desire. And finally, the G in Geo is the X factor in all this. It's the state in which we're in when we do this. And for me, that's gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful states we can be in, because when we're in a true state of gratitude, we cannot feel a negative emotion. And the most powerful person is the person who needs nothing. And the person who is truly grateful needs nothing, because they're already appreciative for what's already there in the current moment. And this is where I really like to pull meditation into the mix. I like to close my eyes for 5 minutes every morning and really get into that state of gratitude. Not just think about it or say it, but really get into that state and feel those feelings of what it really feels like to be grateful. And I call this strengthening my gratitude muscles, because the more time we spend in gratitude intentionally, the more it will show up in other areas of our lives, and the more powerful and resourceful it will make us. And so when I meditate and when I get into gratitude, I focus on three things specifically. Number one is, what's one thing I get to receive every day? What's one thing that's maybe a small thing, maybe I tend to overlook or become familiar with? Maybe I take it just a little for granted because it happens so often, but now I can focus on it and create massive amounts of gratitude around it. Because it is those small things that lead into the big things. And when we get really grateful around those small things, then when the big things happen, we can get into gratitude even faster and even deeper. Number two, what's one thing I get to give every day? Because it isn't giving that we truly receive, and through contribution that we create true fulfillment. So what's one thing that I get to give to the world that creates fulfillment within me that I can create massive amounts of gratitude around? And finally, what's one thing that I am? Because my identity leads to my actions, which leads to my results. As human beings, our greatest need is to show up and act consistent with who we believe we are. And who we believe we are comes from the things we hear the most. And the things we hear the most comes from our own self-talk. So audit your self-talk, become your own best friend, become your biggest fan, and condition yourself to show up and take on the identity of the person capable of attracting those outcomes you desire into your life. And if you do this consistently, you will begin to break through those barriers, overcome those obstacles, and you will begin to actively experience those outcomes you desire every single day. And that's Gio. We do it every day. Gratitude, intention, outcome. Do it first thing in the morning to set your day, and then do it throughout the day when you need to come back and refocus on those outcomes you desire, put intentional action behind them, and do it from a very powerful, resourceful state of gratitude. And now, it is my honor and privilege to bring onto the line Adam Lamb. He is an entrepreneur that specializes in business development from supplement brands to healthcare clinics. He's the founder and manager of Renew Life RX, which is a hormone optimization clinic. He spent the last 10 years helping to explore and facilitate the process of hormone optimization through a proprietary process called Through Renew Life RX, which is managing the client experience with the medical professionals to offer the best opportunity for care of their patients. We're going to dive into that in a minute. He's also an author. He's the author of the book Better Than the Binge, which he uses a platform to coach men and women through his unique process of removing alcohol from their life to experience new breakthroughs. He also offers speaking and mastermind sessions with groups on the same topic. The passion to help others has also spilled over into his personal life as a youth leader in his local church, speaking and supporting the positive growth in young people. As a devoted father and husband, his family is what inspires him every day to give more. You can find more about Adam at renewliferx.com and follow him on Instagram at adamlamb33. Adam, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how are you, Mario? Thank you so much for having me on here and in the nice introduction. I appreciate that, and I look forward to adding some value to your listeners.
I appreciate that. It's great to have you. You do so much. I mean, you have Renew Life RX, which is the clinic that you manage, that you founded, and you have the book Better Than the Binge, where you use that as a platform to coach men and women through removing alcohol, which is something that you've gone through in your life. You do so much. You're a busy, busy guy. You just told me before we got on all your travel plans you have coming up. You're going to be all over the place. What's a typical day look like in the life of Adam Lamb?
You know, that's a good question. I would say that not every day is typical, but you know, I think something that your listeners might appreciate is there's a few things that stay consistent in my schedule, right? And so I'm not one of those guys that's like, you got to be up at 4:30 in the morning. Like I, the people I saw doing that, I was like, man, they don't seem quite as happy as the other, you know, kind of, I wake up as I want to, which is usually about 6:30 in the morning. I get up, I, you know, personally get devotional. I got my music on, I get my spirit up and positive and start thinking about things I want to do in my day, get grateful. And I don't think enough of us take the time, and you know, maybe it's 15 minutes to just to kind of get right, you know, as opposed to rolling out of bed, grabbing the phone and like seeing what terrible things might be going on in the world. Right. So I do that, you know, and I usually exercise just about every single day. I like to dedicate at least 30 minutes to an hour exercise. I also do intermittent fasting. So these are the constants that I'm basically laying out, where I don't eat till noon every day, right? So I'm up at 6, I'm exercising, I'm working, I'm doing all those things. And I have my first meal at noon, and I typically have my last meal at 8 p.m. And, you know, throughout the day, it's just, I live on my calendar, right? I'm just like, what's next? What's next? What's next? And sometimes it's like, all right, podcast, all right, client call, you know, you got to like snap out of it, whatever it takes, right? And then, you know, I try to unplug in the evening a bit to, you know, grab that family time. You know, maybe it's 7 to 8:30. My son does jujitsu, plays tons of soccer. I mean, he's got one of the two every night, so we try to divide and conquer with that. We fortunately have someone that helps us with the kids, getting them ready in the morning and getting them off to school, doing those kind of things, so we don't have to do that. My wife and I, she works full time, very busy person. You know, and then spending that quality time every evening, my wife and I try to get that like hour of just one on one hang out. So we stay connected, right? And then get to bed. And before going to sleep, I have like a meditation app that I listen to that really helps just kind of stop the day, right? Otherwise, my brain's like thinking of the 9,000 things that went on and the 10,000 things I got to do tomorrow. And you can't stay healthy that way. So you got to have a trigger that's like, it's done, right? And that is the trigger. And it's something actually newer that I've rolled into my life, and it's been changing. And that's, you know, kind of the cycle. The rest of my day, who knows, man? I mean, whether it's coaching clients or traveling or something, like, there's nothing's very consistent, you know, but those few things I try to keep in there. And I tell people that like, if you're trying to do 20 whole new different things a day, it's never going to work. You got to pick a couple things, one thing maybe a day, and then start adding a couple really good habits to help. Then you can deal with everything else, regardless of what it is, better.
Do you think you're the type of person that kind of thrives on that inconsistency, that what's next, having that feeling of almost excitement of every day being a little bit different?
Yes, with the exception of being able to do those other things. So my wife would tell you I'm a creature habit. My mom would say the same thing. I like structure, but I like my structure, right? So like, you know, there's from this time to this time is when I'll take calls or do something, you know, but there might be like, you know, next week I'm out of town traveling and I'll have some work things, some leisure things, and it's good, but I still will wake up the way I do. I still will eat the way I do, right? I still will exercise some facet every single day, whether it's a walk on the beach or it's whatever I'm fortunate to be able to do. And I'll still do my meditation thing before I go to bed. Like, those are always consistent because it's what keeps me kind of grounded, keeps me happy. And I focus on it because there's a lot of my life where I was building business and doing these things. And I was running like a crazy man. And I was miserable all the time. And so I changed that. So like, people meet me and they're like, dude, you're happy all the time. Like, you seem like low stress. And it's a choice. It's, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'd love to be that way, but yes, you can. You can. You just have to find what helps make you kind of do that. And that's what works for me. And, you know, for other people, it isn't that. Sometimes, you know, it's whether it's maybe they need to get up earlier, or they need to watch a certain show before they go to sleep, that whatever helps, you know, then discovering that, though, I think is super important.
I'm pretty similar to you. For me, I call it controlled chaos. So it's chaotic, and to the outsider who looks at what I'm doing and looks at my calendar, it'd probably make them crazy. But for me, I have the chaos in some form of structure that keeps it exciting for me, but at the same time, allows me to have a grasp on it so that I don't feel... Because I noticed when I first started, a few years ago, when I first started really focusing on this entrepreneurial path, I was crazy all the time, and I thought this is what being an entrepreneur is. But at the end of the day, I realized that over time, that's where overwhelm comes from, because you have absolutely no grasp on what's actually happening. So I love that you have pretty much kind of the same philosophy I do. One other question I have, actually two, but we'll start here. You said you start eating at noon every day and you finish your last meal at like 8. Now, I'm someone who's really big into health and fitness. I think that your body's the vehicle with which you experience the world. So you have to take care of it. You can only experience life as well as you can show up in it with the energy and feeling good and being clear-headed and all of that stuff. So you start your day eating-wise at noon, you finish at 8. How many meals do you typically have throughout the day? How do you structure your food? How does that usually work?
Right. So back to the inconsistency, it's not consistent. And I found that when I was trying to fuss over that, those are the things that kind of pulled me to the unhappy side, right? Like today, I didn't eat till probably 12:30, almost 1 o'clock actually, my time today. I had 4 scrambled eggs, 2 pieces of, what was that toast called? It's some kind of like 11 grain, some kind of cool toast. It's some
like Ezekiel toast.
Yeah, it's something like it's. I forget. You would know the name if I said I can. You know, it's kind of got some guy in the front. It's Big Dave. Dave.
Dave's. Yeah. We get that at Costco. They have the grains and stuff.
I had like 2 pieces of that, and then I had like a yogurt. Right, like nothing crazy. Right. I mean, I'd use MCT oil. I don't with my eggs and that kind of stuff. And then I may not eat again till 4 or 5, and could be a snack thing. And then it's really important in our family to try to have dinner together. But it might be tacos, you know, like there's nothing, I'm not eating like baked fish and grilled chicken and broccoli all day long, but I stay in shape because I figured out what works well for my body, right? I exercise pretty religiously in the morning and I do it fasted. So that when I'm done eating at 8, you know, I might not fall asleep till 11, 12. I'm getting up at, you know, 6, 7-ish, going to the gym and training pretty hard, no food, right? And so what that does is I'm cranking those calories, getting that stored glycogen, things like that. And that's what works for me. So meal wise, some days, man, there might be four. Some days there might be one more. You know, it just depends on what is going on in that time.
Are you someone who believes in like cheat meals, quote unquote, or do you just whatever comes, comes?
I just, yeah, like I do whatever I want. You know, I like I said, I used to really fuss about it where it was, you know, so we have a, like I was saying, we have someone that helps with our kids. She lives with us and she's like fitness. I got her like meal prepping. She measures all her food. So it's always there for me. And like some days I'm like, I got to clean it up. Like the mirror is always my thing. I look in the mirror in the morning. I'm like, maybe a little, no more ice cream this week, right? Or like, I'm addicted to these popsicles. Or they're like healthy, real fruit popsicles. But when I had neck surgery, I had cervical disc replacement surgery 3 months ago. And that was like the only thing that made my throat hurt so bad afterwards. And I started eating these popsicles. So I was joking. I said, I have a popsicle addiction. So if there's like a cheat meal, like I have a popsicle almost every night, right? Ice cream almost every night. People are like, what? But it's not a ton. You know, I don't eat a whole tub of it. I might have one popsicle. So there's just, it's just balance. You know what I mean? But there's times like my kids, Saturday morning, they might, hey, Dad, let's go get donuts. And I break my 12 noon. That Saturday's the only day I'll do that. So Sunday through Friday. But some Saturdays, the kids want to get donuts. Like, cool. You know, my daughter will hop in the front seat and we just go right up the street to get donut. Like, to me, those are the memories that she's going to talk about to her kids. That's way worth worrying about calories or, you know, what a donut might do or fast, you know, that kind of stuff. So you got to live your life. Stay happy.
It's the experience and not allowing yourself to feel guilty, giving yourself permission to enjoy the moment. And that's something we talk about a lot on 10 Minute Mindset is being present in the moment and saying, you know what, if this is going to create happiness right now, not only for me, but for my family and the people I'm connected with and the experience, then I'm going to do that. But then I'm going to know later that if I didn't lose the 10 pounds I had scheduled, so be it.
Yeah, it's going to be okay because you have to live your life. And, you know, and life doesn't always care about your goals necessarily. And I also believe that everything's not going to be your way, right? It's usually going to be the way it's going to be. And, you know, I think also if you're consistent in those other places, like we talked about, like exercising regularly, doing those things, then yeah, like if it's time to have donuts or a cupcake or like whatever, you know, do it.
Just don't eat that whole tub of ice cream, right?
But I mean, yeah, there's times like, I mean, but good friend, right? But you know, for example, last week, I think I had a good friend of mine I haven't talked to in a while. I was like, hey, can we grab breakfast? I'd love to catch up, right? And I'm like, I'm skipping the gym. I'm not doing my fasting thing, but yes, it's okay, right? Like that's being able to break of it. Because it's like, here's a reason. I'm not doing it every day, right? Because then now I'm no longer consistent. But I'm breaking it for a reason to like go spend time with a friend and that I haven't spent time with and things like that. Like that stuff, that supersedes the other stuff, right? So there's more joy out of that experience than the joy of the staying consistent because then that's controlling you, right? Like I do those things consistently because that's what makes me happy. You know, if you're doing something different that doesn't make you happy, then it's not the right thing.
Once that becomes part of your identity, you can miss one day, but then you go back because that's who you are. And that being consistent for a certain period of time at the beginning builds that into who you are. Then when you know I experience life better this way, even if you miss one day, you still go back to it because that's who you are and that's what you enjoy in life. So I love that example, your real life example of that. And I want to remind everyone that Adam's promised to come back tomorrow. We're going to have round two tomorrow. We're going to talk for another 10 minutes about, I want to talk more about Renew Life RX because we just got into your day-to-day and I was so enthralled by the different things you do. And I love your philosophy. So we didn't get into that, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And we have some other things on deck. So come back, Adam. I want to thank you so much for your time and being so gracious, giving us 2 days. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again tomorrow, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I want to remind everyone to find Adam at RenewLifeRx.com and check him out on Instagram at AdamLamb33. And also find us at 10MinuteMindset.com. Join the Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on a brand new 10-Minute Mindset.